Well, we're here at the Rhinebeck Chamber Breakfast, and I've got Diane Cantero. She's with the Rhinebeck Science Foundation. They sponsored our breakfast this morning. And I just wanted to ask Diane about the new initiative we have in our Rhinebeck school systems. Diane, can you explain about Project Lead the Way?
Sure. Project Lead the Way is a non-for-profit group that started about 12 years ago to help public school systems enhance their science, math, and technology curriculums across the country. And our school has identified it as a program they would like to start in the 7th and 8th grade to replace their current technology program. This program will be called Gateway to Technology. And it will be teaching students about automation and robotics, design, engineering, aerospace, energy, and the science of technology.
And what's your immediate goal, like, from the community? I know you had a great talk here this morning to the local business leaders. Are you having a fundraiser soon, some kind of event that you can tell us about again?
Sure. Although the school has identified this as something that they would like to start as soon as possible, there's no money in the budget for this program to start. And it could cost up to $100,000. So our entire fundraising goals for this year will be to fully support this program 100% from the Rhinebeck Science Foundation. And we have raised more than 50% of that need, that $100,000. And our next biggest upcoming event that will help us finish that goal is our gala, the first weekend in May.
And you said there's a unique theme to this, from what I understand.
There is. It's based very much on the AMC popular show that takes place in the 60s about Ad Men. So it'll be a gala where you dress up like it's 1963. It's always a fun event.
And you're going to have to go with and partner with, like, vintage stores. We have to hit the consignment stores in Rhinebeck.
Many of us are already planning our trip down to the city to look for some vintage dresses.
Well, good. I'll tell you, I appreciate what Rhinebeck Science Foundation does. And again, I like what the Ali Hamoud said about how Rhinebeck Science Foundation, you're investing, you're putting money back into the kids, which means it's into our future.
Absolutely. We are working to educate the future workforce of Dutchess County.
Well, great. Thanks a lot, and thanks for everybody that came out this morning on this two-hour delay here in Rhinebeck Schools. Thank you very much.
All right.
That's good.